this morning, we just want to bid you all welcome to our service. It's a Children's Day service this year, and it's good to see so many out, and we pray that the Lord will bless you even through the service this morning. We're praying for the young people, that the Lord will help them even to take part and to do everything for the Lord's glory and the Lord's honor. And we also welcome those that are watching online. We pray that the Lord will bless you too, even in this service today. We're going to start with 304. It'll be on the screen. We're never, never weary of the grand old song. We'll just stand whenever the music starts. Thank you. That was good singing this morning. Just before we open the meeting in prayer, as a congregation, on behalf of the session and the committee, we want to express our deepest sympathy to her sister, Mrs. Rita Peacock. As you know, her husband, Sammy, hadn't been well for a considerable time, and Sammy went home to be with the Lord on Wednesday, and so the funeral will be tomorrow. We trust that you'll pray for Rita, that the Lord will give her grace and strength even for these days. Want to pray especially this morning also for our brother Andrew and Hannah and Rachel out in Uganda. Andrew has taken typhoid, and Hannah has not been well. As you know, they were isolating out there in Uganda because of COVID, and they're in the camp by themselves, and now Andrew has taken unwell, and Hannah is not well either. And our wee daughter Rachel has also taken even a high temperature. And trust that you'll really pray for them at this time, that the Lord would put his healing hand upon them. If Hannah doesn't get better, she's going to have to go to the capital even to see a doctor, and that's not going to be easy. And we just pray as a congregation that we'll really take them even to our hearts, and we'll really hold them up before the Lord, that the Lord would undertake for them there even at this time. Remember also the Reverend John Wagner. As I said, we've been praying for his wife too, and his wife went home to be with the Lord even at the start of last week. So pray for them and that family again, that the Lord would give them grace and help even in these days. And also this morning, as you know, probably wondering why I'm standing up here, but the Reverend Martin's back had been bad even during the week, and it got worse and worse, so much so that even on Friday he had to go to A&E. The pain was so bad and he couldn't take it. A wedding to do and he wasn't able to do it. And so he ended up even in accident and emergency in the early hours of Saturday morning because of the pain. He has got some ease, but still is in a lot of pain. Just pray for the Reverend Martin that the Lord will really touch his back and even restore him back to health and strength. As you know, he has a mission coming up in Portadown, starting not this week, but next week, God willing. Pray that the Lord will touch his back and that the Lord will restore him even to health and strength. We'll just seek the Lord's face now and pray that the Lord will be with us and help us and bless us even this morning. Our dear loving and eternal Father in heaven, as we bow in thy presence in our Saviour's precious name, we just thank you, Lord, that we're found in the house of God on the Lord's day. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, we're here, Lord, to worship thee. We pray, Lord, that thou wilt help us this morning even to worship thee in spirit and in truth. We thank you, Lord, for our Saviour and our Redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for Calvary. We thank you, Lord, for that finished work, Lord, there upon the cross. We thank you, Lord, that there you took our sins, and Lord, you made them your very own. Lord, you suffered and you bled and died that we might be saved, that we might have eternal life through believing in thee. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for our standing in Christ this morning. We thank you, Lord, for even our temporal blessings, for all the good things that thou dost bestow upon us each day. We thank you, Lord, for your hand upon each one of us, Lord, even in the last week. And Lord, this morning we want to bring, Lord, individuals before you. Lord, we want to pray especially, Lord, for our sister Rita. We pray, Lord, that thou wilt just draw very near to her at this time. We thank you, Lord, that Sammy has gone to be with you, which is far better. No more suffering, no more pain. But we pray, Lord, for those that are left behind, and especially Rita, Lord, that she would know much of the presence of God today, that she would know your hand upon her, your hand of blessing. Lord, comfort her, strengthen her, and even for the whole family, Lord, at this time, bless them. And especially, Lord, even tomorrow, Lord, or during, and help them through, Lord, even that funeral service. Lord, just be with her sister Rita this morning. Remember, Lord, the Reverend John Wagner too at this time, even at the loss of his wife and that whole family out there. Lord, we pray you'll just draw near to them. You'll give grace. You'll give comfort. Lord, you'll just be with them, Lord, at this time and strengthen them. Remember, Lord, again, our brother Andrew and our sister Hannah, and we, Rachel, especially this morning. Lord, you know they're not well. And we pray, Lord, that thou wilt draw near to them. We pray, Lord, that even in that camp this morning, that they would know the Lord's presence with them. Lord, that you would be pleased to touch Andrew, Lord, and take this typhoid away from him, Lord, and strengthen him. Remember Hannah, Lord, and the sickness that she feels. We pray, Lord, again, that you'll touch her, you'll strengthen her, and, Lord, that she'll get over this, Lord, and even not need to get further medical treatment. And we, Rachel, Lord, to pray whatever temperature she has, Lord, you'll take it away from her, and, Lord, you'll just bless them. Lord, may they really know the presence of God this morning out there. May they know, Lord, and feel even the prayers of God's people even for them. Heavenly Father, we just pray too, Lord, for those in the congregation that are not well. Remember even our minister, especially Reverend Martin. Lord, we know his heart's here. He'd want to be here this morning if he could. And we just pray for him, Lord, that you'll touch his back, Lord. You'll take the pain away from him. And Lord, that even day by day this week, Lord, he'll get stronger. And Lord, that even that he'll know a full and a complete recovery. Lord, even bless him in his own soul this morning. Even encourage him, Lord, we pray. Heavenly Father, we just pray, Lord, for even those others in the congregation that are sick. Remember our brother Brian this morning, and Ruth and Pat, Lord, we pray for them, that you'll undertake for them and help them and strengthen them. Remember brother John, we thank you, Lord, for how you've answered prayer for him. And we pray you'll continue to strengthen him, Lord, even day by day. Heavenly Father, we just pray for this service this morning. Lord, we confess we need thy help and thy presence. Lord, for without thee here, Lord, we can do absolutely nothing. Lord, we thank you for every boy and girl and young person that thou hast brought in. We thank you, Lord, for the Sabbath school. We thank you, Lord, for even enabling us to get the meetings up and running again and the good times around the Word of God that we have had, Lord, even over the past while. We thank you, Lord, for the children, and we pray, Lord, that thou wilt write thy word upon their hearts. Lord, save our boys and girls, young in life, and our young people. And Lord, even lead them and guide them, and even into the future, that they would serve thee and live their lives for thee. We thank you, Lord, for the parents. We thank you, Lord, for bringing them out this morning. We thank you, Lord, for their faithfulness, Lord, even in sending the boys and girls out Sunday by Sunday. We thank you, Lord, for the teachers and for all of the workers, for those that play the organ and do all these different things. Lord, we couldn't do it without them, and we just thank you for them. We pray you'll bless them, Lord, even in their labors, even for the Lord. Lord, we just pray for all that will take part this morning, Lord, that they will know the help of God. We pray that everything that's done here will be done for the glory and honor of our God today. We pray for our brother Philip. We thank you, Lord, for bringing him amongst us. We thank you, Lord, for the work that he does up there in Belfast with all the young people and the children in the schools. We pray that it will bless him this morning. We pray that you'll help him. He'll know thy presence. We pray you'll fill him with thy spirit. We just pray that there'll be a word in season, Lord, for every heart, saint, sinner alike, Lord. We pray that you'll come and you'll minister to each one of us this morning. Lord, we're looking to thee. Lord, come and do our souls good today and bless us here in thy presence. In our Savior's name we ask it. Amen. Okay, so no further ado, we're going to go on ahead and the program's going to start. And we're going to ask Stephen to come and first, please. Thank you.
Welcome to our Children's Day service, where you will hear many of the boys and girls taking part. During the year, the children of Sunday school have been learning Psalm 23. This well-known Psalm of David has been of great comfort to so many people. The Bible says in John 10, verse 11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Eliza, Benjamin, and Isaac will now recite Psalm 23, verse 1. Following this, Matthew will play The Lord's My Shepherd on the piano.
The Bible says in the Psalm 23,
my shepherd, my shepherd,
Hello.
Psalm 23 continues to show that the Lord has restored David's soul and leads him in the paths of righteousness. The Bible says in Romans 3, verse 23, For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We are all born as sinners. We need to turn to the Lord to ask for forgiveness and trust in him for salvation through his death and resurrection at Calvary. Then Christ will lead us in the path of righteousness. Andrew, Micah, and Timothy will now recite verses 1 to 3. After this, we will have a family of Annabelle, Chloe, and Sam to sing Rolled Away and Deep and Wide.
I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness.
He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
Just as sheep need a good shepherd, we need the Lord and rely on him for everything. In Matthew 28, verse 20, Jesus said, "Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. He has promised never to leave us, lo, easy or hard times." Do you know the good shepherd? Another family, Emily and Jude, will now recite Psalm 23, verse 1 to 6. Following this, Bethan will play Jesus Loves Me on the flute.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He leadeth me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters.
He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup burneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
I'm just going to ask our clerk assessing, Mr. Jackie Alistair, if he'd come now and do the announcements. Thank you. Can I too just bid you welcome out to our special Children's and Young People's Day services. It is good to see all who have gathered, and all the young ones especially. It can't just proceed as other years, as you would know, in the situation that we're in. We can't have a whole crowd of them together down here at the front, and you'll have noticed that it's been mainly family groups together. But they have put a lot of effort in, and we do. I certainly have enjoyed it so far, and we do thank those that have given time to make preparation for our services today. Even before I start, can I just emphasise what Colin has been saying in relation to prayer for the Reverend Martin, that the Lord would put his hand upon him and give him that touch that he needs so that he would be soon back up and running, as it were, and in particular able to conduct that mission that he is looking forward to down there in Portadown. Of course, Andrew and Hannah and little Rachel as well, that situation needs prayer, and we do pray for them, and we encourage you who are gathered here and also the online folks that join with us to remember these situations in prayer, please. Could I say that there will be no open-air meeting this afternoon because of our Children's Day meetings. But, of course, we meet again in the evening time at 7 p.m. and our Young Adults Fellowship will be taking part in that service this evening. And our sister, Mrs. Barbara Coulson, will be bringing a presentation on the life of Corrie ten Boom. So keep that in mind. Of course, the season of prayer beforehand. Those who can gather over in the church hall at 6:30. Then during the meeting, during the weeks,
just a couple of meetings. Our prayer meeting on Tuesday evening at 8 p.m., as we mentioned last Lord's Day, that will be a deputation meeting on behalf of Let the Bible Speak, and the Reverend Paul Hanna will be along with us, God willing, on Tuesday evening to update us on the situation in regard to Let the Bible Speak and to outline the need to us. So keep that meeting in mind as well. Then at 10 p.m. on Friday evening, there is the men's prayer meeting as usual. Next Lord's Day, of course, there'll be no Sunday school. Sunday school after today closes for the summer break, so not meeting again until September. But the services go ahead as usual, 11:30 and 7 p.m. Now, 11:30, of course, the Reverend Martin is scheduled to be here. We don't know at this point in time whether that will be possible, but do pray to that end. And then in the evening time, because of the gospel mission, Mr. Jonathan Jordan has been booked to speak at the evening service next Lord's Day. Our brother is a student from the Whitfield College of the Bible. Of course, they will, in the afternoon, next Lord's Day, weather permitting, be the open-air meeting, and that will be down in Philip Way at 3 p.m. Do remember that drive-in mission that is planned outside Portadown from the 20th to the 30th of June. Keep that much in prayer, that that will be able to go ahead uninterrupted, and that the Lord will undertake, and that his will be done. Can I mention as well, boys and girls, we have you all here, and mums and dads as well, that there is something else to look forward to. We are going to endeavour, Brother Uncle Robert and others, to proceed with a holiday Bible club from Monday the 5th of July until Thursday the 8th of July. That holiday Bible club will run from 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. each evening. So do keep that in mind. I think that's only about 3 weeks away, so it's not too far. But remember those dates and do try and get out to the holiday Bible club from the 5th until the 8th of July. Then there's an announcement on behalf of the Youth Council. It's in relation to a training or a teaching event that's going to take place this coming Saturday. It's for young people from teens to their late 20s. It's a day of teaching. It'll be held in Portadown, a Free Presbyterian Church, in the church hall there on Saturday the 19th of June from 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Now, the subjects to be covered include doing what you can for the Lord, the profitability of open-air witness, and God's only instrument through which blessing comes. Now, all in that age group that we mentioned are encouraged to come and would be made welcome. There's no fee or charge in relation to this event. But could we ask that if you are planning to attend, that you indicate that on the Facebook page of the Youth Council, so that those organising will have some idea of the numbers that will be coming. And you will find fuller details in relation to that on the Youth Council Facebook page. So, young folks, do look into that, and if you can, please plan to attend. Thank you.
Okay, we're going to ask Joshua now to come and introduce the second part of our service. Thank you.
This year at Sunday school, the children have been learning about Dr. Bill Woods, missionary to the Amazon in Brazil. Bill had been a fun-loving child and had been evacuated to live in Ballygowan during World War II. In 1952, he trusted in the Lord Jesus for salvation. During his quiet times in prayer and Bible study, he asked the Lord to guide him in his life. The Bible says in Psalm 32, verse 8, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way that thou shalt go. I will guide thee with my eye. The hymn Jesus Saviour Pilot Me reminds us that each born-again believer can place their confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ to guide us through life. Rebecca will now play Jesus Saviour Pilot Me on the piano. After going to Bible college and facing some setbacks, Bill eventually left Northern Ireland and headed to Brazil to serve the Lord. He wanted to share the good news of the gospel. The Bible records Jesus' words in John chapter 14, verse 6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Bill wanted the people to know that there was only one true way to get to heaven, and if you rejected Christ, you would spend eternity in hell. However, Bill faced a major difficulty. In Brazil, they speak Portuguese, and Bill had to learn this new language. We will now have a family sing to us. Noah, Madeline, and Nancy will sing, "No, you can't get to heaven without salvation, and God is so good." Listen very carefully to hear some Portuguese in the second course.
There's a tambourine.
With much help from God and his friends, Bill learned this language very successfully. He was now able to speak to many people about God's love and their need of the Saviour. It was during this time on a boat trip on the Amazon that Bill first came across the dreadful disease of leprosy. God was still working in his life, and eventually Bill would spend 7 years to train to be a doctor to help with the relief of these dear people. Bill did not miss an opportunity to share the good news of the gospel with each of his patients, and many people trusted in Jesus Christ as their Saviour. We will now finish with another family, Jonathan and Emily. They will play the well-known hymn, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus."
Well, I have to say, didn't I do really well? Wasn't that just brilliant? You all did so well, and reciting the scriptures and singing at our wee musicians, you've done really, really well. I want to thank you all for taking part this morning. And I see all the smiles, everybody really enjoyed that today. We just want to thank our sister Lorna for all the work and effort she put into the service this morning. It doesn't go unnoticed, and we appreciate that. We appreciate Vivian and Margaret and Rachel that play each week, even for the Sunday school. And even in church, I want to thank all of the teachers for their help and support in the Sunday school. It was different this year, obviously. We missed a lot of our meetings, but we thank the Lord that we were able to meet even of late there in two rooms. And we had a Bible class, junior and senior, and the younger ones together. And we had a really good time around the Word of God. And we thank the Lord for enabling us even to be able to meet like that again. I want to thank even all the parents and all the people in the church. We thank you, Lord, for your prayerful support and your practical support, even for the Sabbath school here in Cumber. But I just want to turn in our hymn books again to 305, just before Brother Philip comes. 305, "Will your anchor hold in the storms of life when the clouds unfold their wings of strife?" 305, please.
Thank you.
just want to welcome this morning along to our pulpit Mr. Philip Harton. Brother Philip is a children and youth worker involved in the Martyrs Memorial Church in Belfast and around a lot of the schools in Belfast. We just pray that the Lord will bless him and help him this morning as he brings God's word.
Good morning, everyone. Is there anybody there? Good morning, everyone. Oh, that's better. I feel like I'm in school in Belfast nearly. Great. Well, boys and girls, it's great to be here, mums and dads and everyone else. It's a real privilege to be along today. And I want to thank you for those words of welcome. Lovely to be able to sing that old hymn, isn't it? We have an anchor that keeps the soul. You're allowed to join in, okay? So I'm not doing all the talking up here today. I want the boys and girls and all the older people and... we'll just say everyone else is a teenager, okay? So you're as young as you feel, okay? And I want you all to take part, okay? So we have an anchor that keeps the... Ah, oh, we're getting there now. That's good. We just have to get the volume up in the gallery, but we're getting there. Well done. So praise the Lord. What do all God's people say? Amen. We have an anchor. You know, in these days, we need an anchor. I wonder, have you got an anchor for your soul, even in these days? There's a little thought as we start this morning. So let's just bow our heads and a wee word of prayer, and ask the Lord to be with us just now. Father, we thank you for the boys and girls. Thank you for the young people that took part. Thank you for all the gifts and talents and abilities that you've given them. And we thank you, Lord, they're able to use them even to your glory today. Lord, bless them and encourage them and lead them on with yourself. And we pray this day, Lord, that you'll just be pleased even to, Lord, to take the stammering words. Lord, just fill our mouths, Lord, with, Lord, what you want us to say this day. And we pray that, Lord, your word will be a blessing to the boys and girls and to everyone gathered today. Lord, have your own way. And pray, Lord, that you'll just be with us all and settle us all now in thy presence in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, boys and girls, you've done really, really well. And there's a lot of work went into that. And Lorna and everyone else who was involved has been busy. So I think what the older people could do, we could give all the boys and girls that took part a wee round of applause. Come on, support them. That's good. I often think if we can't encourage the boys and girls, well, there's not too many that they come in contact with, maybe well. So it's a tough old world out there. So it's good to encourage the boys and girls, and it's good to encourage one another, and encourage one another even in the Lord this morning. So what we're thinking about today, well, I'm just going to think about a little journey that I made one day. And it was only a few weeks ago, and I thought, you know what? That might be something of interest. I don't know, because there's something in this bag. Does anybody... anybody want to find out? Here's a man down there. Were you tapping the microphone earlier on and all? He was going well, wasn't he? I think you're going to be a radio presenter. Brilliant. Hope you take over from Nolan. Okay, so we've got something in this bag in here. I'm going to show it to you in a wee moment. I'll put it here just for a second. And I want us to think about a couple of things. Well, the very first thing... I was walking along the beach. Anybody like going to the beach? Oh, it's lovely, isn't it? And hopefully the weather keeps the way it is. And boys and girls, we'll get to the beach even more. Maybe you see this. This is what we hope we need for the beach. Okay, what do you see? What about these? What do you think, Lorna? Would they work? Boys and girls, anybody got a pair of glasses? No, you don't need them. Listen, I'm really looking forward to a wee bit of sunshine, even here in Northern Ireland this year. But as I was walking along the beach, I was in a place just outside Belfast. It was called Jordanstown, and there's a nice walkway along there, and you can walk down onto the beach, and it's lovely. And I was walking along there. Well, as I walked along there, I was just thinking about that little part of my life, and just walking along the beach, sometimes you have time to think, sometimes time to reflect. And I was just thinking, just every day is a little piece of our journey here in this life, isn't that right? And our lives have a start point and they have an end point. And you know, it's important that we enjoy the journey. Well, boys and girls, I want to tell you what happened. Because, well, I was with my good wife, Sharon, and our dog is called Jess. What's the dog called? Well, that was good. Who's wide awake? What was the dog called? That's great. You're getting it. And we're walking. I was walking along the beach. Now, Sharon didn't come down on the beach because she was somewhat distracted because there's a wee coffee shop there. You know, women. I'll go in here and get a wee quick. What do they call them fancy ones nowadays? Latte or something? So she's in there. She's getting it. And I says, I'll go down the beach. And our dog is half Springer Spaniel. So it just went, whoa, straight for the water, into the water. And it just sits there. And it's sitting up here in the water, just waiting for me to fire a stick out. And then I'll throw it as far as I can. And it'll swim away out and come back again with it. Well, I was, after some time, I thought, oh, we'll go back up to meet with Sharon. So I'm going back up the beach again. And I saw something. I saw something, and I thought, will I stop here? And what'll I do? I just saw it in the sand. Wonder what it was. Are you thinking? Wonder what I saw. Well, anybody any ideas? Well, what do you think? The dog didn't do anything, honestly. It's not that. Anything else? I'm not going to ask any more questions. Right, moving swiftly on. And so we're going up the beach, and there was something that I'd done. What's this? What is it? I stopped. Stop. We see the stop sign in a car. It's good to come up to a road sign like this. Definitely stop. Don't go, keep going on. But I stopped, and I was going to take a look and investigate a little further. I wonder what this is in the sand. It really caught my eye, caught my attention. But you know, that day I wasn't searching for anything. I was just out for a walk with the dog and down the beach. And it just reminded me of this great truth in the Bible that when I think about people here in Cumber, people do not search really for God. People do not generally care about God. Because the Bible tells us that all we like sheep have gone astray. But I'm thankful this morning that God searches us out. God loves us, and it tells us that God so loved the world that he gave his only son. That's a great truth, but that's a great comfort to us today. And maybe there's someone here who doesn't yet know the Lord Jesus. Well, I want you to listen up, because this little stop sign, I decided to stop that day on the beach. But listen, it reminds me in God's word and Exodus chapter 3. Can anyone find it? Have a little look. See if you can find it for yourself. Exodus chapter 3. And it tells us there about a man who was a shepherd. And there he was out in the desert area. Or he was. It tells us in verse 2 of Exodus chapter 3. It tells us there that this man called Moses, the angel of the Lord, appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of the bush. And it says he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. Boys and girls, a bush up here, I can see the bush. That represents what we're thinking about here. You see, Moses saw a bush, and it was on fire, but it didn't burn out. It didn't go all black and all ashes and just burn out. It just kept burning and burning and burning. And so that day, what did Moses do? Well, he stopped. He stopped, and the Bible here in verse 3 says that Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight. Why? The bush is not burnt. I will turn aside. So that day, Moses stopped. It got his attention, and he began to look at that bush, and he was going round to see, why is this bush burning, but it doesn't seem to burn up? Well, that was God. That was God's doing. God was going to get Moses' attention, and he was going to speak to Moses that day. And that day, when he stopped and he listened, it says in verse 4, and when God spoke there to Moses, right at the end, Moses replied, here am I. Here am I. Moses was going to obey. He was going to obey what God was calling him to do. So that day, everything changed on the journey of Moses' life. Moses was going to become a leader. God was calling him to become a leader. I wonder today, is God speaking to a young person today perhaps? And God's got your attention, young person. And perhaps today you're even here today. and you're hearing this word. And the reply that Moses gave was, here am I. Here am I. Is God calling you as a Christian to do some particular thing for him? Maybe some particular act of service. Maybe it might even be full-time service. Who was the story that we were hearing a little bit about today? Who was the missionary? Go for it, boys and girls. Who was the missionary? What was his name? What? Mr. Bill Woods, exactly right. I love that story of Bill Woods. And you know, Bill Woods heard the call of God and he obeyed. And God took him on a journey the whole way to what country was it? What was the country? Shout it out, 1, 2. Brazil. Brazil, to become a missionary for him. But it took Bill to stop and to obey the call of God. Well, today, maybe there's someone here. Maybe it's a boy, maybe it's a girl, maybe it's someone older up in the gallery. And maybe today you're here and you have not yet trusted the Lord Jesus as your Savior. Well, here this morning, God has brought you here. Remember I was saying at the start that very often we don't go searching for God. Well, we know that. As sinners do not go searching for God, but God searches us. And it tells us he came to seek and to save. And you know, God has you here. And perhaps God is speaking to you about his salvation. Do you know, God can save you today. Well, boys and girls, I was walking down that beach. And it got my attention. I stopped. And then I had to do something. Well, I was going to... What's this? Does anybody... What's this word here? Quickly. Say it after 2. 1, 2.
Dig.
Dig. Exactly right. I was going to dig. Because this thing was sticking out of the sand. And I thought, I need to find it. I'll try and dig it out and see what it is. Because I could only see a little bit. Just a little bit of it. Well, digging takes time. So I'd stopped, began to dig. And I had no spade or shovel around with me. So I was just using my hands. And it was like, you know, like one of those wee dogs, like digging in the sand. And I was digging and trying to get this thing out. And you know, in the journey of our lives, we need to dig for truth. That reminded me of that. That there's lots of fake news out there. There's lots of stuff on the internet. There's lots of stuff that's not true. But you know, there was a man called Nicodemus, and he came to Jesus by night, and he was seeking out the truth, and he was digging for truth. He wanted to find what was the truth, and what was that void in his life that could be filled. How could it be filled? Well, the Lord Jesus gave him the answer. And it said there that Jesus said, Nicodemus, you must be born again. You must be born again of the Spirit of God. In fact, John 8:32 tells us, boys and girls, that the truth shall make you free. What does that mean? Well, we're thinking that the Bible says we're all sinners. And this brings me just to the next bit of what I was thinking about. You see, this thing I found, and it's in the bag. I had to do something with it. What did I have to do? After 2, 1, 2?
Wash
it. I had to wash it. And that's exactly what I was going to do. Oh, do you want to see what it is?
Yeah.
Who wants to see what it is? Do you want to see? Do you? Really? Really? Do you want to see what it is? Do you think it's a big crab? What is it? Oh. Bit of a sight. What is this? What is that? What is it? Put your hand up if you think you know, quickly. Go, what do you think? A bottle. I actually thought, I saw the little bit sticking out and I thought, I'll take it out. And then I thought after a minute, it may be a hand grenade or something from the war. I might be better not touching it. But it's a bottle. I'm going to tell you a wee bit more about this bottle. But you know, to actually find out, I was looking for writing on it then when I discovered it was a bottle, and I thought, I'll take another look. But I couldn't see the writing on it, so what did I do? I had to wash it out, so I got seawater, washed it out, and got all the... And boys and girls, you know what? You see the water, see the sand that was inside it? It was pure black, and it was, well, it was rotten. But I had to get the water into it, I got it all, and I fired it all out, and I began to look, and I saw the word, let me see. You know what the word on it is? It says Belfast. How cool is that? I thought, this is a pretty cool find. This is a cool ball. But do you know what, boys and girls? I have little wristbands with me here today. What do you see? And these little wristbands here remind me of this bottle. What do they remind me of? Well, the dark colour on it reminds me of the great truth from the Bible that we are all born sinners. Just like some of the boys and girls had been telling us up here earlier, that bottle, for me to actually see into that bottle, to be able to read those words, it needed to be all emptied out of all of the rubbish and all of that old sand, black sand. And you know, that's what the Lord Jesus can do for us. When we ask the Lord Jesus to forgive our sin, we say sorry to the Lord Jesus, and we trust in what the Lord Jesus has done, because there, you will see there, boys and girls, not only is the dark colour reminding us that we are all sinners, but here you can see the red. And the red reminds us of what? What does it remind us of? Boys, girls, come on, let's hear you. We'll say it after two. One, two. Jesus' blood, exactly. What's your name? Liza, spot on. I said, well done. Yeah, it reminds us of the great sacrifice that Jesus made on the cross for sinners such as you and me. You might have come in today with no thought of God, just coming along for whatever reason, but today God has stopped you, he's brought you here, and perhaps it's God, his Holy Spirit, that's speaking even now. I trust that you will respond, just like Moses responded to the call of God, that you'll respond to the message of the gospel today. And will you ask the Lord Jesus to forgive your sin? He can do it today. He's a wonderful Savior, and he's doing it even in this country, saving precious souls. And we praise God for that. Well, boys and girls, I got the bottle. I'll tell you a bit more about it, but I got the bottle, and I was all excited, and I got the dog. Come on. Come on. Dog. What's the dog's name again? Jess. Come on, Jess. And she's getting her out of the water. It's a big, big struggle. And coax her out, because she would swim all day. And we're going up, and I was going up to Sharon, and I wanted to show her. I wanted to tell her about this find, this wee treasure that I found. And well, that should be what we want to do, boys and girls. You see, when we are saved, well, not only is the Lord Jesus become ours, but we should do what? We should, what's this? Tell. In fact, I couldn't wait to tell Sharon what I'd found. I couldn't wait to do that. And I wanted to tell her. And I discovered then, I got on my phone. Anybody use Google? Yes? Okay. I was telling a Bible story in a school the other day. So we go into, we can't go into schools at the moment. There's no visitors allowed in any schools, generally. So we go into the grounds of the school. We put up a tent. And the teachers then bring each group of children out in their bubbles. And they'll stay there for 20 minutes, 30 minutes. Then they go in, then P2 goes back and forward all day long. But I asked one of the children, it was a story that I was going to speak on. It was to do with the 5 loaves and 2 fish. And they were able to tell me the story before I even started. And I asked them, where did you hear that? And you know what they told me? I thought I was up in technology. I'm not. Because they told me, I heard it from Alexa. Now, if you don't know who Alexa is, you can talk to someone, ask somebody or Google it. But listen, that's where they heard the story. That's where they heard the story. But when I think about just even about this bottle being mine, I wonder, is the Lord your Savior today? You know, we should be wanting to tell others about what the Lord Jesus has done for us. If we're saved, we want to tell of God's love, of his power. Tell our testimony. Boys and girls, tell our story. If you're saved today, you can tell your friends in school, and you can tell others of the wonderful love of the Lord Jesus Christ. This wee bottle, did you know this, boys and girls? They made it this shape. Do you know why they made it this shape? Because it was one of the very first bottles made over 100 years ago, apparently. They would put a cork in it. There's no screw lids then. A cork in it. And if they made some with a flat bottom, and they put them in the shops, people bought it, pull out the cork. I want you to do pop after two. One, two, pop. And they would pull out the cork, and it was the first fizzy lemonade, or the first fizzy water. In fact, ginger ale was one of them. And this was just called, it says here, aerated water, which is just fizzy water. And they would pull the cork out, but it wouldn't pop because all the fizz had already slipped out through the cork with it being transported. There was little gaps in the cork it was able to get out. But they found if they made a bottle with this shape, it has to sit like that. All the water goes up here, the cork's here, and it stays moist. It swells up, and it means that it's nice and fizzy. So when the people bought it, they would pull out the cork, and it was fizzy water. For the first time, people were able to enjoy a bottle of refreshing fizzy water or fizzy lemonade. And so I think about that as Christians. Do you know what? It's important that we don't lose our fizz. Do you know what I mean? That we're not sitting in church and we're just enduring it. Or we're maybe sitting in church with a face like a jail sentence. Isn't it important not to do that? But the joy of the Lord is our strength. So what is it? The joy of the Lord is our strength. Where do we get it? Where's the source? The source is the Bible, the Word of God. And so this little bottle became very popular with the shopkeepers in Belfast and further afield. They didn't like it at first because it wouldn't sit on their shelf, and it kept doing this. Oh, falling over. You know, as Christians, it's easy to fall. Do you know when we get away from the Word of God, then sadly we can fall away. So boys and girls, remember that little lesson today that we need to keep reading God's Word. He will encourage us and strengthen us each day. And as I finish today, we have thought about a number of different things. I want to just hold up the words again, boys and girls. So in the journey, we had to stop. Let's see. Next one. Then we had to dig. It's important to dig for truth in God's Word. It is the source of all truth. Then we had to wash the bottle, reminding us that our sins need washed. Through the Lord Jesus, what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of the Lord Jesus. And then this one here, the bottle became mine. Mine. And the Lord Jesus, he can become your Savior today. And then we want it to tell. I wanted to tell Sharon, look what I found. And I was Googling it and I was getting all excited about it. But what about the Lord Jesus? What a wonderful treasure. What a wonderful Savior. And that's why we're here today, just to tell you and of the wonderful love of the Savior that he still saves. And those of you that are saved, I want to really encourage you today to keep going on, because the Lord is faithful and he will keep you going. You know, I have a friend that sadly passed away just a couple of days ago. She was one of the greatest workers, I would say, that we had in Belfast at the Martyrs Memorial Church. She was someone that was there early every Monday night for the children's work. She was away out in the buses. She had a great heart for the boys and girls. And she was someone that loved the Savior. And she had kept going to the very end. You know what, boys and girls, mums and dads, folks here today, Charlotte loved to tell the boys and girls of God's love. She loved to sing the little story, a little song called Jesus Loves Me, This I Know. But you know, tonight, this morning, just last night, she went in to the presence of the King of Kings, her Lord and Savior, and she's with him this morning. Do you know what? She's in eternity. And the Bible tells us there's only two places in eternity. You see, Charlotte was in church last Sunday. This Sunday, she's in eternity. This morning, you're in church. Next Sunday, the reality is you could be in eternity. And it's important that you trust the Lord Jesus as your Savior. While you have opportunity, there are two destinations. Which one will it be? Are you trusting the Lord Jesus Christ? Because he can wash your sin away. He can give you that new life in Christ. And I trust that you will trust the living Savior. Thank you for listening this morning. I'll hand back over to your brother. Thank you.
I want to thank our brother Philip. That's very challenging and timely message even this morning. We're going to close just by a couple of verses, 270 down at the cross.
where my Saviour died, down where for cleansing from sin I cried. First verse and the last verse of 270, please. We'll stand again to sing. Father in heaven, we thank thee, Lord, for thy hand upon us this morning. We thank you, Lord, for thy presence. We thank you, Lord, for each one that took part. And we thank you, Lord, even for help given. We thank you, Lord, for the word of God that has gone forth. Heavenly Father, bless it to each and every heart. We pray, Lord, if there's one here and they're not yet saved, that even this morning, even in simple childlike faith, Lord, that they would come and put their faith and trust in thee. Lord, and for those that are saved, we pray you'll encourage them. Encourage us all, Lord, to be up and doing, and to serve thee, and to tell others, even of our Saviour and our Redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, just be with us now, and take us to our homes in safety. In our Saviour's name we ask it. Amen.